challenges in our spiritual life. That's what we're talking about today. And if you'd like to join us, again, toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But what's the biggest challenge in your faith life today? What's going on? How can we help you with that? Again, toll-free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. And just a note here that the programming you hear throughout the day on the Relevant Radio Network is sponsored in part by Cantor Press, publisher of Countdown to Christmas, 24 Days of the Jesse Tree Tradition. More information on that at their website, jessetreebook.com. We thank them for their support. And again, the website, jessetreebook.com. Father Albert Haas is our spiritual director, and again, talking about challenges in the spiritual life. And so, Father, you know, with so many challenges, and they're all probably as unique as we are, but how do we begin? Where do we start in terms of trying to deal with them, to address that challenge that is just foremost, uppermost in our life?
Well, you know, Chuck, as a spiritual director and as somebody who trains spiritual directors, one of the things that I think that is the most critical piece in any person's spiritual life, and we don't think of it often enough, but it is your image of God. Because your image of God, how you think about God, really colors everything about your spiritual life. And so if your image of God is not a healthy image of God, if your image of God, you know, keeps you hiding in the bushes out of fear, well, then you're never going to end up making any progress at all in the spiritual life, and you'll never learn to love God, because you'll spend more time fearing God. And that's why I always tell people, and oftentimes in my parish missions, I bring up the idea that your image of God must convey the image that Jesus had of God when Jesus called God Abba. You know, because when Jesus called God Abba, it wasn't so much, he wasn't so much saying that God was masculine or God was a father. What he basically was saying was that God was a God of unconditional love, that God loves me even with my sins. Or as Jesus will say in the Gospel of Matthew, you know, Jesus says that my Father lets it rain on the saints and the sinners. My Father sends the sunshine on the righteous and the unrighteous. So it's this idea that God really is this God of unconditional love. That's where we have to begin. And in my ministry as a spiritual director, I've discovered that for most of us, we don't have healthy images of God. We have images of God that end up doing us more harm than good. And so if my image of God is not calling out of me heroic acts of love, mercy, forgiveness, and compassion, because that's really what sanctity is all about. If my image of God doesn't call that out of me, I've got to take another look at my image of God and see what's really going on there. So that's why I say so many of the challenges are rooted in kind of cockeyed and cockamamie images of God.
Yeah, and then how do we begin to get that right image of God?
Well, you know, I think the best way to do it is to take a look at the New Testament and to focus on those passages in Scripture where Jesus talks about God, where Jesus talks about God as being a woman who puts yeast in dough, as Jesus talks about God being a good shepherd, as Jesus talks about God being that father who runs down the road to meet me even before I have a chance to apologize for my sin, or as Jesus talks about God being that woman who wakes up in the middle of the night and lights all the lamps trying to find her lost coin. As we meditate on all of those images of God that Jesus conveys to us, that should help to kind of redirect or refashion our own images of God. Because, you know, we outgrow our images like we outgrow our clothes. And so as we grow older and as we root ourselves in the message of Jesus, hopefully we come to see in a deeper and deeper way that God is a God who wants to be loved. He doesn't want to be feared. And so we need to get out of the bushes, and we need to begin to open our hearts out to his voracious enthusiasm to come deeper into our life.
Mm-hmm.